What transforms a weather forecaster into a fierce advocate? The answer lies in the devastating spring of 2020, when Janice Dean lost both in-laws within 9 days to COVID-19, not simply to the virus, but to a catastrophic policy failure. Mickey and Dee Newman died in separate New York nursing homes after Governor Andrew Cuomo's March 25th mandate forced facilities to accept COVID-positive patients while simultaneously barring them from testing incoming residents. As the governor appeared nightly on television, winning an Emmy and securing a $5.1 million book deal for his leadership lessons, Dean faced a choice: remain silent or risk everything to demand accountability. Despite explicit warnings about Cuomo's notorious retaliation against critics, something inside wouldn't let her stay quiet. Her journey from grief-stricken daughter-in-law to movement leader reveals how personal tragedy can ignite systemic change, and how speaking truth to power often begins with a single, terrified voice. One person's bravery creates permission for others to follow. When New York Governor Cuomo called Assemblyman Ron Kim, demanding he lie about nursing home deaths, Kim refused despite career threats. "It's one thing if you're calling me to curse or yell," Kim explained, "but for Cuomo to leverage his power to get a lawmaker to lie and cover up lies, that is beyond bullying." Jennifer Tsai made an equally profound sacrifice. As president of Levi Strauss & Co., positioned to become the company's first female CEO after 23 years, she walked away from everything, including a $1 million severance package, because speaking out against prolonged school closures made her position untenable. These acts created cascading effects. When Lindsay Boyland tweeted about her toxic experience working for Cuomo, skepticism initially met her claims. Yet her courage emboldened Charlotte Bennett to share her story, leading 9 other women to come forward. This momentum ultimately ended Cuomo's governorship. As C observes, courage begets courage. One voice can inspire others to find their own. When doctors discovered David Dwitler had no functioning kidneys in utero, they suggested termination. His parents refused, driving 230 miles weekly for experimental amnio infusions. Born in April 2019, David was immediately intubated and baptized. Against all predictions, he survived. After years on dialysis and a kidney transplant, the 3-year-old now lives with cerebral palsy and blindness, but is described as the happiest little boy you'd ever meet. His father reflects, "If God puts a Goliath in front of you, there must be a David inside of you." Racehorse trainer Eric Reed faced his Goliath when lightning sparked a barn fire, killing 23 horses. Vowing never to train again, he remembered his father's words, "Just take care of those horses, because they'll take care of you." Years later, his 81 long shot Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby in one of racing's greatest upsets. Aaron Hale lost his sight to an IED in Afghanistan, then his hearing to bacterial meningitis. The former EOD technician refused surrender. "Don't worry about what you don't have. Assess the situation and do the best with what you've got." He progressed from wheelchair to trekking poles to running marathons. Human resilience emerges most powerfully against impossible odds. Conquering one impossibility makes every subsequent challenge easier to face. In 1944, 18-year-old Maureen Flavin Sweeney took routine weather readings at Ireland's Black Sod Lighthouse. Her June 3rd barometer readings detected an approaching storm, prompting General Eisenhower to postpone D-Day by 1 day, likely saving countless Allied lives from devastating landing conditions and paralyzed air support. Maureen remained unaware of her contribution's significance for decades, receiving U.S. congressional recognition only in 2021, at age 97. This pattern repeats throughout history. Shelley Elkington's advocacy after losing her daughter Casey to addiction sparked legislative change, laws requiring naloxone for emergency responders, prescription monitoring programs, and medical school reforms. Adam Curry's legal battle with MTV over MTV.com established domain name precedents and helped pioneer podcasting technology. Individual actions create ripple effects that transform industries, save lives, or reshape history, often extending far beyond their initial intent. Speaking truth carries devastating costs. Chef Andrew Gruhl faced government investigation after his viral video criticized California's outdoor dining ban. Despite following safety guidelines, his restaurants were repeatedly shut down, while politicians like Governor Gavin Newsom dined maskless at the French Laundry. Gruhl and his wife Lauren raised $450,000 to help unemployed restaurant workers, especially undocumented workers overlooked by government programs, pay rent and utilities. Gymnast Andrea Orris risked her coaching career speaking out against abusive practices in elite gymnastics. After years of silence, she named her abuser, Valerie Lucan, an Olympic champion who allegedly shamed girls about their weight and forced them to train while injured. When Simone Biles withdrew from Olympic competition citing mental health, Andrea's Instagram defense went viral, reaching 17 million people. Authenticity often brings consequences: investigations, harassment, career setbacks. Yet the ability to look in the mirror without compromise proves more valuable than any professional achievement. As Jennifer Say reflects after leaving Levi's, "I couldn't have lived with myself if I'd stayed silent." The cost of speaking truth may be high, but the cost of silence, to one's integrity, to vulnerable populations, to future generations, proves infinitely higher. Personal tragedy often fuels powerful advocacy. After 9/11, firefighters Kenny Specht and Ray Pfeiffer spent months at Ground Zero searching for fallen brothers. Both developed cancer from toxic exposure the EPA had falsely deemed safe. Ray, wheelchair-bound as cancer consumed him, carried prayer cards of fallen friends. When politicians offered business cards in Washington, he'd pull out these photos. "I've got all the cards I need right here." Ray died in 2017, but the fight continued. In 2019, Jon Stewart delivered an impassioned speech to a nearly empty congressional hearing while wearing Ray's turnout coat. The bill passed the next day, extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund for 71 years, renamed to honor Ray Pfeiffer, James Droga, and Luis Alvarez. Travel nurse Arlene Simmons found similar purpose after witnessing overwhelming COVID-19 deaths in New York. Returning to Georgia with PTSD-like symptoms, she established a youth center. "You have one life, let's not waste it." These stories reveal how personal pain becomes a catalyst for systemic change. Meaningful change comes from ordinary people who refuse to accept injustice. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, who nearly took his life after struggling with post-military purposelessness, found healing through connecting with veterans. During the chaotic Afghanistan evacuation, when exhaustion and financial strain nearly broke him, General Mark Milley's timely message provided crucial support. Scott believes our greatest struggles often come when breakthrough is near. You're on the 5-yard line. You just can't see it through the fog. Transformation happens when individuals recognize their own agency. Adam Curry created the podcasting future he envisioned. The Detweiler family found doctors willing to try experimental treatments. Dean's young son Theodore, once terribly bullied, found courage to stand up for others, and remarkably, the bully eventually became kinder. Like lighthouses guiding ships through darkness, individuals who stand firm during crisis become beacons for others. When Jennifer Says spoke out against prolonged school closures, thousands of parents found their voice. When Ron Kim refused to lie for Cuomo, he emboldened others. When Lindsay Boylan shared her story, 10 women followed. The power to create change lies not in waiting for perfect conditions, but in recognizing the storm within us, your righteous anger, your refusal to accept injustice, your willingness to stand alone.